please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about Reasonable Jew. Well, let's go. Yes, you see on the news, well, people that don't lie, that there's a lot of shit happening in Israel with Palestine and Iran and all that shit. Jews are doing some pretty fucked up things. Oh yes, but Trump loves them because he's a faggot himself. Yes, Donald Trump is a huge disappointment. I know they have dirt on them. Yeah, you could thank Epstein. This guy and Donald Trump are best buds. But people don't want to believe that shit. Or you think the files are never going to be sealed. I mean, they're not going to be opened. It's going to be locked and sealed. So yeah, man, it's bullshit. But it is what it is, right? But life is changing. And I think it might be for the better. Yes. You don't believe me? Look at this little thing. Yeah, check this out. The Pope wants to reestablish a communion with the Eastern Orthodox Church. So yeah, that's pretty cool. If the East and West combine to make one entity, whoa, that may be pretty cool. Might make like a cool Voltron and might do something against the scourge that's plaguing the world. But, or they just go molest kids. Either or, I guess. Yes, look at this bundle of joy. He's Jewish and yes, he is gay if you can't tell by looking at him. But this guy, for all his faults, he's actually reasonable. He's asking some tough questions. Let's listen in.
Introduce yourself. Oh, okay, sorry. My name's Timmy Cohen. My address is 209 Clements Court, Orlando, Florida. I'm sorry, I'm very nervous. Give me one second.
Dude, don't be ashamed, friend. We're all adults here. Say what you need to say. Come on. It's easy to do it. Come on, you can do it all night long.
Second here, I have to go to my notes. My name is Tammy Cohen. I'm an LGBTQ civil rights activist, along with Black Lives Matter activists.
Wow, this guy's going for all the points, right? He's a social justice warrior and he wants to kick ass and save the world from invisible enemies. Well, you do you, boo.
I'm a third generation Holocaust survivor. My great grandmother was Irene Ziblatt.
Yeah, you being descended from a Holocaust survivor doesn't mean shit, so why bring it up, you fag? Just saying.
I wrote a New York Times bestseller called Diamonds in the Fecal Matter. Anti-Semitism is an all-time high with wild Jewish conspiracy theories about the Jewish people.
Yeah, but the thing that they're saying about you guys, is it true? Yes or no? You guys are doing some bullshit. So, you know, people got eyes, and they're gonna see things, and they're gonna notice. So, it's not your fault, huh? Yes, it is your fault. It's nobody's fault but you. You fuck around and you found out. So, you made this bed and I lie in it. Yeah, I know that penis hurts, but you shouldn't have been fucking around. Just saying.
And there is an anti-Semitic website that is being spread around all over the state of Florida, as you guys know. This is some of the conspiracy theories that they're accusing the Jewish people of.
Well, gee, let's read one of these little dealies. It says right here, pedophilia in the Jewish Talmud. Uh-oh. It says the Sanhedrin, whatever the fuck that is. 5.5b, a Jew may marry a 3-year-old girl, specifically 3 years and a day old. Ooh, fun times, right? And here's another one. Sandarin 54B. Gee, sounds like my fucking California bills, right? Anywho, a Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. Yes, if you're a Jew, you could fuck a 9-year-old girl. How awesome is that? How about the one in the bottom? It says the Ketuborah, whatever the fuck that is, Ouroboros. Anyways, 11b, when a grown-up man has intercourse, with a little girl, it is nothing. Yes, because they're so small and tender, it doesn't matter. You're like eating that suckling pig flesh, huh? I thought you guys don't like eating swine, but it's okay when it's the time that you fuck, right? Ooh, anyways, let's move on.
COVID, Jews controlling all of the media, 6 Jewish corporations owning all the media.
Yes, friend, all that shit is true. It's so, so true. Does it hurt your feelings knowing that your people's doing this shit? Too bad.
Okay, 80% of Joe Biden's cabinet being Jewish. And these flyers are very hard to see because when you are on the news, when you look at them on the news agencies actually blur these out. So they can't. So I was looking into this stuff and I would just.
Yes, you could thank people like the ADL. They're the ones that censor all this shit, and that's why they blur all that crap. So your people are doing that, right?
Went to the website and downloaded these. So white supremacists are blaming Jews for mass migration. They're saying there's 30 Jewish NGO groups. They're blaming Jews for slavery. They're blaming Jews for gun control. They're blaming Jews for Trump.
Yes, friends, the Jews are to blame for a lot of shit in the world, and they get mad when you point it out. It's not our fault that they're fucking idiots. Yes, and Trump is a dumb fucking loser. All he does is sucks his boyfriend BB's dick, because he's a worthless fucking faggot. What a lame-o. He should stop the wars, but he won't, right?
All of his donors being Jewish, okay? They're also blaming Jews for pornography and hookup culture, okay? All of this. So... these conspiracy theories are just running wild. I mean, LGBTQ movement, I mean, we're getting blamed for every freaking thing in the world.
Have you noticed that Jews are the common denominator of all this degeneracy? Yeah, and then they wonder why people talk shit about them. So stupid.
Healthcare, abortion, Disney, child grooming. So, although all of the executives are Jewish at Disney, and it's, you know, stated here,
yes, it looks like this guy's getting very sensitive. They're saying shit against Jews, but it's all the truth. Keep on bringing more paper. Find out, man.
I think that I can come up with a solution, and instead of demonizing people, you know, for this hatred, I think that the solution is, me being a Jewish person, that we should just come clean and just talk about, like, the involvement.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What a reasonable Jew. What a breath of fresh air. But who knows, this might be a Jewish trick. You never know. Maybe he is being reasonable, but you can never tell with these people because they're doing shit. Yeah, ask Iran. What happened to them, right? Just saying.
Like, all of the names here, like, the news is calling it hateful. They're calling it bigoted. They're calling it anti-Semitic. But all of these names are factual. So, we can either make anti-Semitism punishable by death like we did in the USSR, okay? Or we could take away free speech, or we can just talk about the facts, okay?
Yes, killing people doesn't work, censorship doesn't work, so maybe we should actually sit down and talk about it like a reasonable adult, don't you think? But no, everyone wants to be stupid and play their fucking games. It's not gonna work. Either we sit down or we're gonna go to World War III, which I suspect we're already in, so yeah, take it the way that you want it, I don't give a shit. Yeah, at least this gay dude actually wants to sit down and talk. Yeah, and that's kind of crazy. Maybe this Jew is playing a trick. Who knows? We'll find out.
I'm Jewish. Our people are controlling all of America. Okay? So I want to stop anti-Semitism by being honest. And that's all I have.
Okay, after we discuss this, then what? Are we going to change it? Or are we going to stay the same? Yeah, you say you don't want anti-Semitism if you talk about it, but I like to see change. If we're just talking about it, nothing changes. You're stupid. Just saying.
Thank you.
Okay, I inadvertently picked up a general appearance request, as you might suspect.
Yeah, this motherfucker didn't pose no solutions. He said we just talk about it. Yeah, talk about what? No, we need solutions. If you're gonna be opening this dialogue, we should talk about all this bullshit. But if not, it's just fake. Yeah, I think you're just a fake person. Yeah, more fucking Jewish tricks. Fuck you. Yes, I know people think that I'm anti-Semitic because I'm pointing these things out. But no, I'd rather use my words than start doing crazy shit. Yeah, because if we don't use our words, we're going to start using our fists. And then people end up crying. Do you end up crying? I know I don't. Yes, friends, this is not going to go on YouTube because YouTube are nothing but fucking Jewish faggot, cocksucking communist bitches. Yeah, so fuck them. I'll put this on MGTOW.TV for sure and Rumble, I guess, because, yeah, at least they don't cancel your channel. They don't nuke it from orbit. They just kill the video. So, yeah, fuck them. Anyways. But don't worry, fellas, just concentrate on yourself and make yourself stronger. One day you will have that family that you deserve and you want. I know I am. Just gotta keep on working hard for that future. So take care of yourself, okay, guys? Goodbye.
Let's go. guy broke the world record in his first competition, but he wasn't even a real athlete. Lucy was just supposed to drive the car. His job was taking national team athletes to the sports meet, but right after they arrived, the whole team got sick from bad food. Turns out Lucy thought the restaurant food was too bland, so he added 1 whole kilogram of seasoning to the dishes. Then he made all the athletes try it. Every single athlete ended up in the hospital. Strangely, Lucy himself was totally fine. The coach was absolutely furious. He even thought Lucy was a spy sent by the enemy. He was about to call the authorities to arrest him. Lucy tried to stop him, but the coach wouldn't listen. With no other choice, Lucy just knocked the coach out cold. When the coach woke up, he found himself tied up completely. The assistant told Lucy that if nobody competed, it would embarrass the country internationally. But Lucy said he could handle this. Then he made a few phone calls. Soon a bunch of truck drivers showed up. They would represent the national team. Their entrance was super unique, like they were walking a runway. Lucy's first event was shot put. He warned the judge to stay back. He was worried the shot might hit someone. The judge laughed at him and didn't believe Lucy could throw that far. He told him to just start already. Lucy smirked coldly. He casually tossed the ball out. The shot actually hit the judge directly. He really exceeded the world record, but the judge ruled the throw didn't count. The reason was it hit someone. Lucy was really upset about this, but competitions have rules. He had to accept the result. On his second throw, Lucy accidentally got powder on the judge's face. Then he threw the shot again. This time it went even farther than before. He actually created a new world record. Lucy started celebrating excitedly. He even taunted the other athletes. When he left the field, the gold medal was definitely his.